As our world faces the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic, we see and hear stories of a world and communities in crisis. And always present are the essential critical workers who show up to work daily so that the rest of us can stay safely at home. I'm Gail Thornton-Borkowski with KSQD Radio, with the story of Sonia RN, an essential critical worker. Sonia RN was born in Santa Cruz County and raised in Watsonville, California. She has been an RN working at Watsonville Hospital for 18 years and at a Monterey County clinic for 11 years. Sonia RN is not using her real name for privacy purposes. A day in Sonia's life begins.
It is 7:45. I was supposed to be at the clinic at 8, so I just woke up pretty tired. Today's my 10th day working. The clinic that I work in is a different stress. It's an infectious disease clinic. A coworker of mine called me if I would go in and help her out, since she's a charge nurse as well, and I just couldn't say no because she says she was overwhelmed and busy.
The Code of Ethics for Nurses with Interpretive Statements, 2015, provides guidance for nurses in situations of crisis, such as responding to pandemics. During pandemics, nurses must decide how much high-quality care they can provide to others while taking care of themselves and their loved ones.
Had a patient come in. We were still not checking temperatures while they came in the clinic. Checked the temperature. He had 101, had a cough. I was so livid that we were not triaging patients before they walked into our clinic. I needed to quarantine myself. I was so upset with the staff. It wasn't their fault. I was more upset at myself because, being the clinical person, I should have implemented things, but it wasn't my duty. On Tuesday, I get a call from the clinic after I've blown up the doctors and everybody else's number to see what the results were. They were negative. But just those 4 days being in my room quarantine was the worst feeling ever. You think in a clinic you won't get exposed, and that's why it's so important people understand why doctors and nurses and clinics are doing what they're doing, because of the same reason.
Media outlets around the globe and locally cite headlines of nurses calling for more protection in caring for patients during this pandemic. The American Nurses Association reports 79 nurses have died from COVID-19. Another workday for Sonia RN.
Today is Sunday, April 19th. It's 5:20 in the morning. Got up 10 minutes after I'm supposed to, but it's okay. Now it just takes me maybe 25 minutes to get ready, because after all this pandemic, we strictly have to keep our hair in a bun away from our face because of all the shielding, the shields and PPE we wear, taking on and off all that stuff every 3 hours, 2 hours. Yesterday, I heard about 5 healthcare workers, 3 nurses included in LA, passing away from COVID-19. That's just what scares me.
I get little butterflies in my stomach just thinking, you know, what happens if I get exposed?
I'd rather not work at the hospital, but then again, you know, I need to pay those bills. Being a single mother of 3 and having the whole household over me is worrisome. Again, if I don't have my health, you know, I'm not any good. Already I'm arriving at the hospital and there's already 2 ambulances, so hopefully it's a good day. All right, we have 4 PUIs, persons under investigation, and 1 positive. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, gearing up to go into a COVID room. It's gonna take me a little bit to get ready to assess my patient. So my assignment today was 2 PUIs, person under investigation, and 1 positive. I'm going into the PUIs, which is person under investigation, first, and then I will go into my positive last. It takes at least 45 minutes for us to get everything that we need in the room and assess our patient. End of the day, just gearing up again one more time for my COVID-19 patient. Oh my God, just getting out of this stuff. I just want to go home and end my day today and do this all over again tomorrow.
I think this pandemic, this virus, is going to be part of everybody's life now.
This is Gail Thornton-Borkowski for KSQD 90.7 FM.